Catherine Mansfield, The Daughters of the Late Colonel, narrated by Dolly Mullane. Chapter 1. The week after was one of the busiest weeks of their lives. Even when they went to bed, it was only their bodies that lay down and rested. Their minds went on, thinking things out, talking things over, wondering, deciding, trying to remember where. Constantia lay like a statue, her hands by her sides, her feet just overlapping each other, the sheet up to her chin. She stared at the ceiling. "Do you think Father would mind if we gave his top hat to the porter?" "The porter!" snapped Josephine. "Why ever the porter? What a very extraordinary idea!" "Because," said Constantia slowly, "he must often have to go to funerals, and I noticed at the cemetery that he only had a bowler." She paused. "I thought then how very much he'd appreciate a top hat. We ought to give him a present, too. He was always very nice to Father." "But," cried Josephine, flouncing on her pillow and staring across the dark at Constantia, "Father's head!" And suddenly, for one awful moment, she nearly giggled. Not, of course, that she felt in the least like...